Hello, my name is David Kress, and today I will be speaking about Indo-Persian armor created during the Qajar period. The armor was created while the Qajar dynasty was regaining power and prowess as an empire. This is when they began to create an ability for themselves to produce intricate armors for their armies. This specific armor is dated back to 1840 through 1860, a turbulent time for the Qajar dynasty. In 1848, Nasir-ud-Din succeeded control of the dynasty following the death of his father. Nasir proved to be the most able and most successful Qajar sovereign. Both the grandfather and father of Nasir proved to be unsuccessful leaders. Under their reign, the Qajar dynasty was defeated in two wars against the Russian Empire, and proceeded to fall under their influence. As the Qajar civilization began to modernize through the introduction of Western science, technology, and educational methods, the Qajar dynasty began to form its independence from the Russian Empire and Great Britain. With this growing independence came the ability to spend more and innovate the equipment for their army. We can see this improvement in the helmet, the shield, the arm shield, and the dagger. They all have exquisite carvings on them. These carvings are made up of decorative floral designs with some inclusion of religious symbolism. The carvings are also made up of Arabic calligraphy combined with the hunting scenes of Persian horsemen and animals. The armor is made of steel and thick brass. Every piece of armor was engraved by hand. The capital of the Qajar dynasty was Tehran. The civilians spoke both Persian and Turkic. Persian was mainly used for court literature, administrative work, cultural works, and official works, while Turkic was used in court language and was the mother tongue of the region. The Qajar dynasty used an absolute monarchy as their form of government. Though the armor features both Indian and Persian culture, Islam was the prominent culture and religion of the time. This armor could be found on any Qajarian soldier throughout the Middle East and Central Asia, but originates from Iran. The armor was so intricate in order to reflect the new refound prowess of the Qajar dynasty and their cultural emphasis on beauty and art, even in their war materials. It was meant to be fashionable and effective. The Qajar period, for many Indo-Persians, engaged in many civil disputes that eventually would lead to battle. Iran went through many years of fending off Imperial Russia, and these wars led Iran to losing most of its territory to Russia and the British Empire. The Qajar armies, composed of small numbers of Turkoman bodyguards and Georgian slaves. The first war with the Russian Empire began in 1804 and ended in 1813. The war occurred due to the rising tensions and concerns that the Qajar dynasty had with Russian expansion. Russia was attempting to obtain Caucasus, an Iranian domain. This war marked the first major economic and military encroachment of the Qajar dynasty. The Qajar army suffered a massive defeat. Russia then annexed Georgia and most of the Caucasus range through the Treaty of Gulistan in 1813. A second war with Russia in 1820 proved to be even more disastrous than the first. The conclusion of this war resulted in the signing of the Treaty of Turkmenchay. The treaty allowed Russia to temporarily occupy Tabriz and acknowledged Russia's sovereignty over the entirety of South Caucasus and the entirety of the area north of the Aras River. During the time of Nasir al-Din's reign, Qajar developed telegraph lines and a postal service. Nasir also limited the power of the Shia Muslim clergy regarding secular matters. This limitation ultimately led to an uprising of Iranian nationalism. I would like to thank all the listeners out there today. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I'd also like to thank the BBC for their website, The British Museums, A History of the World, for producing this information. On the next show, I hope to find an object that is just as revealing of the culture as this armor was. Stay tuned and classy.